WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
This is Anibon Basu with your Monday Morning Economic Report. As indicated by writer Eric Morath, the federal minimum wage is poised to become utterly irrelevant. The national pay floor for workers stands at $7.25 an hour. It hasn't been adjusted for a decade, which represents the longest period it has ever gone unchanged, with Washington policymakers remaining polarized. On virtually every key issue, there is little chance that the federal minimum wage will be altered anytime soon. Meanwhile, 29 states, representing approximately 60% of the nation's workforce, have established their own minimum wages. Dozens of large private employers, including Amazon, Bank of America, and many others, have put forth their own minimum wages, and they are far above $7.25 an hour. A handful of high-cost cities, including Seattle and San Francisco, have a minimum level at or above $15 an hour. As a result of these policy moves and a tight labor market, less than 0.3% of America's 156 million civilian workers earned the federal minimum wage last year, and most of them were less than 25 years old. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Tuesday Morning Economic Report. Just what is wrong with the global economy? Economists around the world have been racing to downgrade their growth forecasts. As indicated by the very capable analyst Rushir Sharma, no major economy is growing as rapidly today as it had been prior to 2008. Not one is expanding faster than 10%, the rate experienced by Asia's miracle economies prior to the financial crisis. While many would simply suggest that trade wars represent the answer, there are many other forces at work, including depopulation and shrinking labor forces, declining productivity growth, and debt burdens as high now as they were just prior to the financial crisis that began in earnest in 2008. Germany is now one of five major economies on the verge of recession. Its working population has been declining for years and is expected to decline by another 7 million by the year 2039. In fact, 46 nations around the world, including major powers like Japan, Russia, and China, are associated with shrinking populations today. Among the world's 200 economies, only 8 are on pace to expand 7% this year. Most of them are small economies in Africa. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Wednesday Morning Economic Report. As indicated by CNBC, top corporate executives at America's top 350 firms have experienced pay expansion of more than 1,000% over the past 40 years. If that sounds like rapid compensation growth, that's because it is. That rate of pay growth is nearly 100 times the rate of the average worker, according to a recently released study from the Economic Policy Institute. More specifically, total CEO compensation growth was a bit more than 1,007% from 1978 to 2018. That compares with a wage increase of a bit less than 12% for what analysts termed average workers. CEOs from America's largest companies now make on average 278 times the salary of the average worker. That's up from 58 times in 1989 and a relatively small 20 times in 1965. Among the top paid CEOs are David Zaslav at Discovery, who makes about $130 million per annum, and Lawrence Ellison at Oracle, who makes about $109 million per year. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Thursday Morning Economic Report. I hate to break the news, but summer is just about over. Some kids have already returned to school, others await their fate. Hopefully, many of you had fun during the last few months and maybe even took a vacation. But there are certainly many people who didn't, or at least didn't use their full complement of vacation days accorded to them based on last year's data. According to research from the U.S. Travel Association, Oxford Economics, and Ipsos, there were a total of 768 million days of unused vacation in 2018, which represented a 9% increase from 2017. Of that total, 236 million vacation days are forever forfeit, which comes out to an equivalent of nearly $66 billion in lost benefits. Fully 55% of workers report that they did not utilize all of their vacation days. If Americans had used all of their days, travel spending would have been more than $150 billion higher, and that would have supported an additional 2 million jobs. As indicated by CNN Travel, workers took off about 17 days on average in 2018, down from more than 20 days taken on average from 1978 to the year 2000. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Friday Morning Economic Report. You've probably heard of Meatless Monday. How about meatless every day of the week? A growing number of restaurant chains is embracing plant-based meat substitutes. Many of you have heard that Burger King is serving a meatless version of its Whopper. But according to CNN Business, Subway is exploring the possibility of a meatless meatball sub. The sandwich chain is set to begin selling the product at 685 restaurants in the U.S. and Canada next month. White Castle, Carl's Jr., Tim Hortons, and others also have introduced meat substitutes on their menus. U.S. retail sales of plant-based foods have expanded 11% over the past year, according to a July report supplied by the Plant-Based Foods Association, a trade group, and the Good Food Institute, a nonprofit that supports plant-based businesses. The financial giant Barclays predicts that the alternative meat sector could reach $140 billion in sales over the next decade, capturing approximately 10% of the global meat industry in the process. Most restaurants are chasing flexitarian eaters rather than strict vegans. Subway's Meatless Beyond Sub, for instance, comes with Parmesan cheese. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.